Julie Winkle Giuliani shares three strategies for cultivating greater curiosity.
Curiosity supports, no, it actually turbocharges any number of workplace skills. I mean, think about it. Salespeople who are curious understand the customer and can better meet his or her needs. Someone in product development who's curious will be more innovative and creative as they generate customer solutions. Curious service providers are going to be able to better solve customer problems. And the same applies to managers as they coach and lead others. In fact, anyone will find a substantial return on the investments they make in cultivating curiosity. So, want to see how this might work for you? Try these three strategies to begin inviting in greater levels of curiosity today. First, watch your airtime ratio. How much talking you're doing is always a good barometer. Questions are the currency of curiosity. Putting greater emphasis on asking means that those around you will do more talking. Take a few moments to prepare for conversations by identifying a few curious questions. They'll likely start a dialogue that'll spark other follow-up questions, allowing you to dig deeper, to clarify, and to build on what's been shared. Secondly, seek outside data. Curiosity is not a spectator sport. Information isn't going to find you. You've got to develop a plan for going out and finding what you need to know. Do online research, explore external resources, collect best practices, find data to establish benchmarks, scan the business landscape for trends and changes. Actively and curiously interact with the resources at your disposal and extract the data, perspectives, and insights required for you to excel in your role. And finally, monitor your internal dialogue for curiosity killers. As a result of beliefs, time pressures, and conditioning, most leaders have developed a host of mental processes that smother curiosity. Many want to control where the discussion is going. Others, they want to jump in efficiently and prematurely to solve problems. And of course, there are assumptions and judgments and biases that get in our way as well. None of this can coexist with curiosity. Try these three strategies, and you'll find that you learn more, your relationships are stronger, and you'll better recognize and exploit the countless opportunities around you.
For more insights, visit JulieWinkleGiulioni.com.